Blog Talk Radio. Reading the book of Matthew from the New Testament. And let me just share with you some of the things that I remember. And one thing that stayed on my mind was domination of desolation that's found in the book of Daniel. Another thing is that Jesus shed his blood for the remission or forgiveness of our sins, and you'll find that in Matthew chapter 26, verse 28. Again, in Matthew, we are to go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and to serve or obey all things. And you'll find that in Matthew 28:29. And when I talk about baptism, I'm not talking about what Paul said or how Peter said. I follow this story of Jesus. What Jesus says is what I tried to do. Another thing Jesus did was he spoke in parables in Matthew, and those are simple stories to illustrate a lesson that he wants us to remember. Again, in Matthew chapter 23, verse 10, 9 and 10, it says, "Do not call anyone on earth Father, for there is only one who is our Father, and he is in heaven." The other is, "Do not call anyone teacher, but Christ." Now, those are some of the things that I remember. There were so many things in Matthew. Another thing that I'm remembering now is that we do not know the day, the time when our Heavenly Father will return. You'll find that in Matthew 24, I think, in verse 26. So, there, if you feel like it, read the book of Matthew. There is so much in there that will talk to you about it. Well, that will tell you, give you lessons for life. Now, the abomination of desolation, that's found in the book of Daniel, and I think the abomination of desolation is a ruler who is will probably somehow get into the church and rule. That's why he's called the abomination of desolation. But we're going to read the book of Daniel, where Jesus mentioned in Matthew 24 and 15, the abomination of desolation. And if we read all of the book, the chapters in the book of Matthew, we should find such. Now, when I usually do this program, I can look on my computer screen and see the amount of time that I have left. But there is something definitely wrong with what's showing up on today. But nonetheless, I'm happy to be on the air just to share with you a word from the Bible, what God has ordained, written, and I believe most of it to be true. And I say most of it because there are a lot of people who do not believe in everything. I know that I would not believe as I do now had not God intervened and came into my life to save me from the path that I was going down. So let's get started reading the book of Daniel, because if I start talking, I'll talk too much and tell everything about me. And I don't want you all to know everything about me. So let's go to the book of Daniel, and let's start reading at chapter 1. In the third year of the reign of Joachim, king of Judah, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem and besieged it. What he did was encamped it. He put his troops all around Jerusalem. And the Lord gave Jehoshaphat, king of Judah into his hand, which with some of the articles of the house of God, which he carried to the land of Shinar, to the house of his God, and he brought the articles into the treasure of his God. Then the king instructed Ashpenaz, the master of the eunuchs, and a eunuch is someone who has been castrated, his testicles have been surgically removed, to be over a group of women, a harem, and that's a group of women. Let me start at verse 3 again. Then the king instructed Ashpenaz, the master of his eunuchs, to bring some of the children of Israel and some of the king's descendants and some of the nobles, young men in whom there was no blemish, but good-looking and gifted in all wisdom, possessing knowledge and quick to understand, and had the ability to serve in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the language and literature of the Chaldeans. So what does that tell you? If you get captive, the king who captures you, they want the smart youth, those who are quick to understand. Let's start reading at verse 5. And the king appointed for them a daily provision of the king's delicacies and of the wine which he drank, and 3 years of training for them. And at the end of that time, they might serve before the king. So I want you to remember that. So after 3 years, these young men that were to be taught their literature and language were to be taught for 3 years, and after that, they were to serve King Nebuchadnezzar. Now, from among those, the sons of Judah were Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azura. To them, the chief of the eunuchs gave names. He gave Daniel the name Belteshazzar, to Hananiah Shadrach, to Mishael Meshach, and Azura Abednego. But Daniel proposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's delicacies, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested to the chief of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Now, God had brought Daniel into favor and goodwill of the chief of the eunuchs. And the chief of the eunuchs said to Daniel, I fear my lord, the king, who has appointed your food and drink. For why should he see your faces looking worse than the young men who are your age? Then you would endanger my head before the king. So Daniel said to the steward whom the chief of the eunuchs had set over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azura, please test your servants for 10 days and let them give us vegetables to eat and water to drink. Then let our countenance or our appearance be examined before you, and our appearance of the young men who ate the portion of the king's delicacies. And as you see fit, so deal with your servants. So he consented, he agreed with them in this matter, and tested them 10 days. And at the end of 10 days, their countenance or their appearance appeared better and fatter in flesh than all the young men who ate the portion of the king's delicacies. Thus the steward took away their portion of delicacies and wine that they were to drink, and gave them vegetables. And as these four young men, God gave them knowledge and skill in all literature and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. Now, at the end of the days, when the king had said they should be brought in, the chief eunuch brought them before Nebuchadnezzar. Remember, after 3 years, so the 3 years are up right now. Then the king interviewed them. He questioned them, and among them, none was found like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah before. Therefore, they served before the king. And in all matters of wisdom and understanding about which the king examined them, he found them 10 times better than the magicians and astrologers who were in all his realm, in his kingdom or domain. Thus, Daniel continued until the first year of King Cyrus. Chapter 2. Now, the second year of Nebuchadnezzar's reign, Nebuchadnezzar had dreams, and his spirit was troubled, and that his sleep left him. Then the king gave the command for all the magicians, the astrologers, the sorcerers, the Chaldeans, to tell the king his dreams so that they stood before the king. And the king said to them, I have had a dream, and my spirit is anxious to know the dream. Then the Chaldeans spoke to the king in Aramaic, O king, live forever. Tell your servants the dream, and we'll give you the interpretation. But the king answered and said to the Chaldeans, my decision is firm. If you do not make known the dream to me and make it interpretation, you shall be cut in pieces, and your houses shall be made an ash heap that's turned into rubble. However, if you tell me the dream and its interpretations, you shall receive from me gifts, rewards, and great honor. Therefore, tell me the dream and its interpretation. They answered again and said, let the king tell his servants the dream, and we will give its interpretation. The king answered and said, I know for certain that you would gain time because you see that my decision is firm. If you do not make known the dream to me, there is only one decree for you, for you have agreed to speak lying and corrupt words before me, till the time has changed. Therefore, tell me the dream, and I shall know that you can give me its interpretation. The Chaldean answered and said, King, there is not a man on earth who can tell the king matter. Therefore, no king, lord, or ruler has ever asked such things or any question, or any magicians, astrologers, or Chaldeans. It is a difficult thing that the king requires, and there is no other who can tell it to the king except the gods who dwell not with this flesh, who dwells not with flesh. For this reason, the king was angry and very furious, and gave command to destroy all the wise men of Babylon. The king's decree went out, and they began killing the wise men then sought David and his companions to kill them. Now, where I want you sheep to take note, this is in Babylon, the area of Babylon. This is, the Bible is written for people of color and of African descent. Even though the translator is King James and he is of Caucasian. So this Bible is written by men of color and transferred and translated by Caucasian. Let's pick up reading at chapter 2, verse 14. Then the council and wisdom, Daniel answered Arioch, the captain of the king's guard, who had gone out to kill wise men of Babylon. He answered and said, to Arioch, the king's captain, why is the decree from the king so urgent? Then Arioch made the decision known to Daniel. So Daniel went in and asked the king to give him time that he might tell the king the interpretation. Then Daniel went to his house and made the decision known to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azura, his companions, and they might seek mercies from God of heaven concerning this secret. So Daniel and his companion may not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Then the secret was revealed to Daniel in a night vision. So Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might is his, and he changes the times and the seasons. He removes kings and rises up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. He reveals deep and secret things. He knows what is in the darkness, and light dwells in him. I thank you and praise you, O God, my Father. You have given wisdom. You have given me wisdom and might, and have now made known to me what we ask of you. And you have made known to us the king's demands. Therefore, Daniel went to Ashtaroth, whom the king had appointed to destroy the wise men of Babylon. He went and said to him, do not destroy the wise men of Babylon. Take me before the king, and I will tell the king the interpretation. Then Ashtaroth quickly brought Daniel before the king and said to him, I have found a man of the captives of Judah who will make known to the king the interpretation. The king answered and said to Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, are you able to make known to me the dream which I have seen and its interpretation? Daniel answered in the presence of the king and said, the secret which the king has demanded the wise men as astrologers, the magicians, and soothsayers cannot declare to the king. But there is a God in heaven who reveals secrets, and he has made known to King Nebuchadnezzar what will be the latter days. Your dream and visions of your head upon your bed are these. in as it says, as for you, O King, thoughts came to your mind while you lay on your bed about what would come and what would come to pass after this. And he who reveals secrets has made known to you what will be. But as for me, this secret has not been revealed to me because I have more wisdom than anyone living, but for our sakes, who made known the interpretation of the king, in that you may know the thoughts of your heart. I'm going to read that again because I think I misread it. It says, but as for me, the secret has not been revealed to me because I have more wisdom than anyone living, but for our sakes, who make known the interpretation to the king, and that you may know the thoughts of your heart. You, O king, were watching, and behold, a great image. This great image, whose splendor was excellent, stood before you, and its form was awesome. This image hid was of fine gold, its chest and arms of silver, its belly and thighs of bronze, its legs of iron, its feet partly of iron and partly of clay. You watched while the stone was cut up without hands, which struck the image on its feet and of clay and broke them in pieces. Then the iron and clay, the bronze, the silver, and the gold were crushed together and became like chaff from the summer threshing floor, and the wind carried them away, so that no trace of them were found. And the stone was struck. The image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. This is the dream. Now we tell you the interpretation of it before the king. And I keep looking back to see how much time I have, because this screen that I normally have or see is not acting the way that it normally does. Let me pick up reading at verse 36. This is the dream. Now, we will tell you interpretation before the king. You, O king, are the king of kings, but God of heaven is giving you a kingdom of power, strength, and glory. And wherever the children of men dwell, where beasts of the field or the birds of heaven, he has given them under hand. Well, I'm going to stop at verse 36 right here, and then I am going to say a quick prayer, and then we'll pick up. Let me just make a note here, verse 36. But next time, if it's God's will, I hope that my computer will not be infected with the virus, although it may be, because this page, this screen that I usually look at is not showing. Our Father, thank you for all the things that you've done to us, and keep us from the evil one. In Jesus' name, remember, take God, our Father, along with you everywhere you go. And if it's God's will, I will talk with you next time. The road, and teach them
to love one another, that heaven might find a place in their heart. 'Cause Jesus is love. He won't let you down. And I know He lies forever in my heart. We've got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause He lift up my heart to be thankful and glad that Jesus is love.